T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As head of the lower school at the Oak Ridge School, Sarah Schechter knows a lot of kids and parents. And in 2018, she ran into Amenze Jones, the mother of 3 kids at their school.
And so I said, what's going on? And then she told me that her husband had become ill suddenly, and it sounded really dire, that he was in renal failure. And I thought, what? So I was just kind of dumbfounded by it, and it just bothered me.
But Sarah couldn't stop thinking about Nate Jones.
How's Nate doing? And she would say, oh, he's doing all right. She goes, but he's gone on the donor list. And all fall, I just kept feeling like that I'm the person. But I just kept dismissing it, because why would I be the person? I don't even know him. We're a different race. We're different sex. I'm older than him. I'm probably too old to give anyway. I mean, I thought of 1,000 reasons why I'm not the person to do this, you know? And it just kept being on my heart.
Finally, she asked her family what she should do.
And so at Christmas 2018, my son was home. My daughter lives with us. My husband and I were there. And I said, hey, guys, this is a weird thing, but I'm feeling like God has put it on my heart to give my kidney to this parent at Oak Ridge. Do you think I should do it? And they were like, yeah, you should do it. And so I was kind of like, oh, man, you're killing me, guys. So I still didn't do it. I went back after Christmas, and I didn't do a thing because I didn't want to. And then, again, every time I went to church, it felt like the sermon was about that. It just kept being thrown in my face. And finally, I just thought, okay, I'll do it.
During parent-teacher conferences, she called Amenze to her office.
I didn't do it any delicate way. I just blurted it out, I think. So I said, look, for some reason, I feel like I'm the person who's supposed to give my kidney to Nate, and I want to get on the list or do whatever I have to do. And she was totally shocked because we're not close friends or anything. And she just kind of fell into my arms and she started crying. So she gave me the information. I started the process at spring break last year. And pretty soon after I started all the testing, they said, you're a perfect match.
With her church family praying for her, she felt confident.
And after that evening prayer time, from that point on, I was gung-ho. On the day of the surgery, we had to wake up at 4 to be at UT Southwestern at 5. I woke up at 3:00 in the morning, like, I can't wait to get over there and give my kidney.
The transplant took place on January 13th.
And he told me as soon as they hooked my kidney up to Nate, it turned pink and started producing urine immediately.
We're proud to call Sarah Schechter this week's KRLD Difference Maker.
When you have really, really good health, that just blesses you. But think, how can you share your health with someone? Giving your kidney is a way to do that. The only 2 things I can't do are kickboxing and professional football, and I really wasn't fixing to start either one of those at 57. So it feels amazing.
Susie Solis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.